Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to a very special edition of Capital Connection. This is our year in review special report. We are counting down the top five news stories of 2021 from New York and Pennsylvania with Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Gentlemen, what a year it has been, from mask mandates to vaccine requirements. We had resignations and emergency proclamations, lockdowns, and even color-coded COVID comeback charts. So let's dig in and see what you guys thought were the five biggest stories of the year. We'll start with the fifth biggest story out of Pennsylvania this year. Michael, what did you decide on?
Well, for me, the number five story is a sad one. The tragic record number of murders in the city of Philadelphia and the denial of many public officials, whether at the White House or the mayor's office, or especially the Philadelphia district attorney, that their soft on crime policies are not to blame. Uber progressive anti-law and order policies and practices that are putting violent criminals back on the streets and have led to this surge in killings.
Let's go to New York and Jason McGuire, your fifth biggest story of the year.
Well, I'm similar to Michael in that regard, that we have so-called bail reform here in New York. And in Rochester, there are now over 80 homicides this year. And I think that's going to be the big story here in the Empire State, even going into 2022, is what will happen with bail reform moving forward. It appears from the last election cycle that voters have had enough, and they're voting to support the police across our state.
All right. One down, four to go. The fourth biggest story in New York this year, Jason McGuire.
My number four. We're looking at the cash crop of cannabis and marijuana across our state. The interesting part in 2021 is, though it is now legalized and commercialized, we don't yet have the regulations. And so that story that happened this year could be a big one in the next year as well, when those regulations finally come out. But thankfully, over a quarter of municipalities in the state of New York are rejecting the consumption lounges in their localities. And so there's some positive news despite that bad legislation.
Pennsylvania, the fourth biggest story, Michael.
Well, for me, the number four story for Pennsylvania is kind of a late-breaking one, but actually one we've been working on for some time. And that is the issue of saving girls sports. And specifically, I'm talking about the University of Pennsylvania swimmer, who until recently went by the name of Will Thomas. But he changed his name to Mia, and now says he's a woman and competes against women, winning races and taking national records by large margins. It's this kind of thing that is stealing opportunities for girls and women, and why we need to save girls' sports. And this is a story, number four for me, that's making national headlines from here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's go number three. Michael, what did you have?
Well, for me, number three actually begins in another commonwealth, not Pennsylvania, but that of Virginia, and the revolt of parents there over school shutdowns, transgender ideology, and CRT being taught in the schools, leading to a major shift in the November elections, with the Virginia House and governor's seat shifting to Republicans. I remember Jason remarked about this here on the program last month, predicting the rise of what he called the Parents' Party, with significant activism by moms and dads, and we see that now happening here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, one of the biggest stories, not just in Pennsylvania, but nationwide this year. Third on your list, Jason.
Well, the third that I have looks at the vaccine mandates for healthcare workers and so many other groups here in the state. Thousands of healthcare workers lost their jobs as a result of not getting a religious exemption for that vaccination mandate. That is a story that's dominating the news even now, as hospitals we're seeing are filling again, and a large part of that is due to a lack of staffing in those places.
Yeah, I remember the comment, a cure can't be worse than the disease, and boy, I tell you, that's one where it makes you think, how are we fighting this virus? A huge story in 2021, those vaccine mandates. Okay, we've got just two more to go. The list of the top five stories from New York and Pennsylvania with the Capital Connection crew, Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Let's go back to New York State. Jason, what was number two on your list?
Well, number two for me is I have the nursing home nightmares. Over 15,000 nursing home residents died during this pandemic. And really, so many of that, I think I will lay at the feet of the former governor, Andrew Cuomo, and his bad policies in that regard.
Yeah, and again, we haven't mentioned the name Andrew Cuomo. I'm not sure if it will make number one on your list. We're going to find out in a minute. But let's go back to Harrisburg and Michael Gear. What was the second biggest story in the Keystone State this year?
Well, I'm going to tag a little bit on what Jason just said there, and it has to do with COVID, the shutdowns, the impacts on the schools. When you add to it the policies out of the Biden and Wolf administrations, shutting down pipelines, supercharging inflations, the impact of the school closures and restrictions, pandemic mandates, employer vaccine mandates, the ramifications of that on the society, on school children, on businesses are going to be long-lasting and hurt Pennsylvania families for a long time to come.
Thousands of businesses will never be the same because of that this year in Pennsylvania. All right, let's go ahead and get your top stories. We're going to stay in Pennsylvania for this one. Can't wait to hear what Michael Gear settled on this year.
Well, my top story of 2021, and though it seems like ancient history now, was the vote on the constitutional amendment back in May that allowed the citizens of Pennsylvania to limit Governor Wolf's authority to grab emergency powers, and any future governor for that matter. It's amazing that the citizens did this, and I would say a blessing. We're the only state to have done it since COVID, and every time a governor in a state like California, or I'm sorry, Jason, or New York, imposes draconian mandates using their emergency powers, I'm thankful for all the folks out there here in Pennsylvania who on May 20th, 21, restored a rightful balance of authority.
Now, Wolf losing his bark, the rescinding of the pandemic powers, and that always delicate act of finding that balance between protecting public safety and preserving personal liberties. All right, Jason, you get the last word on this one. What's your top story of 2021?
Well, I think it's an easy one to guess, and that's the resignation of Governor Andrew Cuomo. You know, that was the story that really dominated the news. If you think back to where we were only a year ago and how he really had risen to such prominence and was being viewed as a possible contender for president and, you know, so many other things, that the Emmy Award-winning governor, all of those stories, then to see him in such a state of disgrace today, really that was the biggest story of 2021.
Yeah, and that's going to be on a lot of the national top five lists as well. What a year it's been, guys. You know, looking ahead, we've got a big midterm next year. We've got this decision on abortion next year. Michael, what are maybe the biggest challenge or maybe even opportunity, I should say, that you're going to be focused on in 2022 at the Pennsylvania Family Institute?
Well, I think you mentioned earlier the March for Life in Pennsylvania as a one of your stories of 2021, but that really launches us into 2022 with both opportunities and challenges. Opportunities with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling coming down on Dobbs that could overturn Roe v. Wade, providing great opportunity, but also a ruling expected from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that could set us back on the pro-life issue. So that's our big challenge ahead for Pennsylvania.
And, you know, we mentioned the resignation of Governor Cuomo, and we're still feeling the ripple effects of that and what kind of a legislature we will have with Kathy Hochul at the helm when they come back in January, Jason. But what is the single biggest issue that you are going to be paying attention to next year?
Well, I think most immediately we're going to be having to be on defense and pushing back against a mandatory COVID vaccination requirement for particularly students in schools. I think that's something the legislature will be moving towards. The governor seems to be indicating in some of her press reports and media availabilities. I just hear little lurkings of that coming, and I think that will be a major push for us. But we can't always be on defense. And looking at 2022, it's an enormous election year here. It's not presidential, but it is governor, it is state comptroller, it is AG, and it's every legislative seat. If we want to see things change in New York, we got to see things change in the state legislature.
And of course, the end of the year is when folks like to give to ministries, organizations that do so much great work. I can't think of any others that do as good work as your guys' organizations. If folks would like to make a year-end gift to New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, Jason, where can they do that?
AlbanyUpdate.com.
And as well, we just appreciate so much the work that the Pennsylvania Family Institute has done over the years. Michael, where can folks give to you?
PAFamily.org.